final case of the morning is Vasquez Rodriguez against Bondi. Mr. Salah.
Yes. Good morning. May it please the court. This case is this is Mr. Francisco Vasquez, someone who has three U.S. citizen children who were ordered removed from the United States based on the court finding that there was no exceptional and extremely unusual hardship to the three U.S. citizen children. These children at the time ranged from the age of 6 to 16. They did not, the main issue that they have was that they did not speak, well, with regard to the hardship, the court has, I believe, de novo jurisdiction in this matter because there was an error in law. The court did not find, did not follow the main case that resolves exceptional, what is called cancellation of removal. Where one of the points in cancellation of removal would be exceptional and extremely unusual hardship. That's the only issue at stake at this point. The case is Monreal. And in that case, it identifies what needs to be established. And the court and the Board of Immigration Appeals ignored some very important evidence that was presented. And we find that because that whole swath of evidence was ignored, the review would be a de novo review because it's an error of law. That was the finding in the cases that we cited, which include Iglesias versus Mukasey and the case of Wilkinson. Both of those state that this court has jurisdiction to analyze this case. The main point that we have here is that the evidence was not presented cumulatively. The court looked at the evidence, but at each stage that something related to the children was presented in the judge's final order stated that, I can go through it individually. One of the main issues is that the children do not speak Spanish. We feel that that is a major hardship, exceptional. If children who have never entered Mexico are going to basically a foreign country and would be speaking only English. So the judge ignored an article that was presented, which stated that in Mexico, they do not have courses for English as a second language. The article also mentioned that students are more likely, three times more likely to be retained. It also mentions that teachers in Mexico don't generally speak English. There were other matters related to whether whether the children are able to even study at all, because they come from their parents come from a small town and there is no high school there. The judge addressed each one of those individually, and pretty much minimized the importance of each one of those. And we find that that is not the proper analysis. The proper analysis would be to consider, first of all, ignoring the article, ignoring the country reports was one issue. The other is that it considered each one of those as a separate matter. And if considered collectively with three, considering the hardships to three children in, collectively, considering their ages, considering that they've lived in this country all of their lives, considering the hardships that they had, that would be a different analysis. That wouldn't be the same kind of analysis that you would make with each one. When language barrier was brought up, the judge was just said, well, they have family members that are there that can help them learn Spanish. When we said that no schools are available, they said, well, you can go somewhere else. How can it be both? When it was mentioned that there are no ability to communicate with anyone else, they said, well, Mexico is a developed country, and they certainly have are considering addressing these matters. I think that's a conclusory statement. I think it's debatable that Mexico is a developed country, and it doesn't address their own issues at the moment. Mentioning that Mexico at some point may consider these matters is not what is going to be helpful to these children at this time when the analysis is to be made. There was one other child that had another issue, a behavioral issue. She had a substance abuse issue, and that was also considered individually, and the court, as well as the BIA, did not address the
hardship. How old are the children? How old are the children now?
It would be 9, and the oldest would be 20. The youngest is 9. The one that has the behavioral or substance issues is a teenager at this time. So I believe that the fact that the court did not look at all of these together in a cumulative manner, even though it's mentioned in passing, it's mentioned in passing that yes, we looked at it collectively or in the aggregate, and that's not enough hardship. But that should require a separate analysis of how three children, it's not just one, but three children together, the hardships that they will all suffer at the same time, and that would be a greater hardship than if we were talking about one child. And adding to that, the one child that has substance or behavioral issues would aggregate that as well. Again, with regard to that child, and I believe the government is also mentioning it in their brief, that there wasn't anything to make this as a serious medical condition. But Monreal says it is not. To meet the standard, it does not have to be so restrictive that only a handful of applicants with serious medical conditions are going to qualify for relief. It doesn't have to be to that extent. And the fact that it's stated from, there's a letter from the school, the fact that it states in there that the person needs to see a psychologist is pushed aside, is not considered, it says that that's not enough. Just the fact that someone, a social worker, would say that should state that shows that there is something there. I believe with all of these different conditions and the fact that it was these matters were completely ignored in the analysis, and the analysis was not done cumulatively, that an error of law was occurred, and that the court has jurisdiction and should overrule. If not, than to remand it back to the immigration court. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Salah.
Thank you.
Ms. Perlmutter.
Good morning, Your Honors. Alexa Perlmutter on behalf of the Attorney General. The court should deny this petition for review. First, under well-settled case law of this circuit, a notice to appear without the date and time of hearing does not deprive the immigration court of jurisdiction. It does not appear that petitioner continues to press that claim today, so I'll move on to the cancellation application. The agency reasonably denied the application for cancellation of removal because Mr. Vasquez Rodriguez did not show that his qualifying relatives, here his children who will be accompanying him to Mexico, would experience exceptional and extremely unusual hardship. The agency cumulatively weighed the claimed financial, emotional, educational, and psychological hardship factors presented, but given Mr. Vasquez Rodriguez's existing family network in Mexico, extensive work experience, and insufficient evidence that his children would not reasonably be able to obtain counseling and receive an education, found that he did not meet his burden. Mr. Vasquez Rodriguez's assertions now before this court that the agency did not consider evidence of Mexico's educational system and the social worker's letter are without merit. It is clear from the plain text of the immigration judge's decision on administrative record page 76 and 77 that the contents of those documents were not only considered, but accepted as true, but ultimately, in combination with all other factors, did not satisfy the very high hardship threshold set by Congress. And with regard to the children's Spanish-speaking abilities, Mr. Vasquez Rodriguez did testify that the children could speak Spanish to varying degrees and did communicate with their mother in Spanish. Thus, this court should deny this petition for review. Are there any further questions? Thank you.
Anything further, Mr. Salah?
Just wanted to add that the hardship that's required, it states that it can't be, if it's ordinary, then it doesn't meet the burden. We don't believe that this is ordinary, and what the court to rule that it was just ordinary hardship that anybody who would be deported would suffer, that would be just speculative at best. That what is ordinary, we don't know. It was not explained. The court didn't specify what they consider to be ordinary hardship, and that this is just that. I believe that it should be explained. Thanks.
Thank you very much. The case is taken under advisement, and the court will be in recess.